Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,000. Hey, Matt, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good. I would love to kick off your weekend by giving you this $2,000. Do you know your
Not
stuff?
Not as bad as I would.
Oh, I'm sure. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it, Matt. Here we go. 2 G's.
All right, here we go. Yep. So Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. Matt, I'm going to ask you these 5 pop culture questions. You have about 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in. Same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins, okay?
Yep.
You think you know your stuff?
I'm trying.
All right, great. Remember, if you're not sure, just guess, because 3 seconds goes by real fast, okay?
Yep.
All right, number one, Linda Perry says she wrote one of Pink's iconic hit songs, Let's Get This Party Started, as a joke. The song was first rejected by this queen of pop that just surprised people at Coachella on stage with Sabrina Carpenter.
Taylor Swift.
Number two, Scooter Braun posted videos of his girlfriend, Sydney Sweeney, hanging out in Times Square in disguise, and no one recognized her. What show where she plays Cassie just wrapped its series?
Euphoria.
Number three, Gail King was shocked when her ex-husband actually issued an apology for his affair with her friend when she discussed it on what podcast?
I have no idea.
Okay, number four, Taylor Swift's new song, I Knew It, I Knew Him, for Toy Story 5 is officially out today. In the upcoming movie, a frog-shaped smart tablet is the new high-tech character that's a major challenge for the toys. What's that tablet's name?
Patty.
At number five, the last leg, Belmont Stakes, taking place at Saratoga race course tomorrow while construction continues. There won't be a Triple Crown winning horse this year, though. The last was in 2018. What's its name?
American Pharoah.
Let me bring Raven back in.
Ew!
1 out of 5 for Matt.
Oh, not great. Let's see how I do. Here we go. Two grand.
Number one, Linda Perry says she wrote one of Pink's iconic hit songs, Let's Get This Party Started, as a joke. And the song was first rejected by this queen of pop that just surprised people at Coachella on stage with Sabrina Carpenter.
That'd be Madonna.
That's right. And also showed up in Times Square last night, too, and did a surprise performance for 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's enough for me.
Number two, Scooter Braun posted videos of his girlfriend, Sydney Sweeney, hanging out in Times Square in disguise, and nobody recognized her.
Well, that's cool.
What show where she plays Cassie just wrapped its series?
Euphoria.
Yep. Number three, Gail King was shocked when her ex-husband actually issued an apology for his affair with her friend when she discussed it on what podcast?
That doesn't happen all the time. You know that the only podcast that I know about women is Call Her Daddy, so that's going to be my guess.
That's the right one, Call Her Daddy.
There we go.
Number four, Taylor Swift's new song, I Knew It, I Knew Him, for Toy Story 5 is officially out today. In the upcoming movie, a frog-shaped smart tablet is the new high-tech character that's a major challenge for the toys.
Okay.
What's the tablet's name?
I don't know. I'm just going to guess Froggy.
Lily Pad.
Okay.
And number five, cute. Last leg of the Belmont Stakes will take place at Saratoga race course tomorrow while construction continues. There won't be a Triple Crown winning horse this year, though. The last one was in 2018. What was his name?
I should know this one. It's not Secretariat. Is it Secretariat? No, it's a strong name.
It's Justify.
Nope, I was wrong.
Yeah, all right.
That's a cool name.
All right, Matt, he beat you 3-1 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Matt, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, Matt. $2,100 Monday, Anna.
And I want to thank Megan Tarascas. She was the one that supplied that last question that I used today. If you have an idea for a question, too, you can submit it at annaandraven.com.